How are organizations investing in their future? Many are choosing to invest in their people in the same way they invest in new equipment, facilities, and IT systems. That is one of the wisest investments you can make. How do you determine training needs? Turn to the award-winning professionals at Taro International for a complimentary needs assessment and gap analysis. Visit taro.com, that's T-E-R-O.com, to learn more. This is Ro from the Taro team.
Insight on Business, the News Hour with Michael Libby is made possible through the support of Aurion, Human Resources and More for businesses and nonprofits, AUREON.com, Remax Concepts, real estate professionals with offices in the Des Moines Metro, Nevada, and Cedar Rapids, realestateconcepts.net.
Welcome back to Insight on Business, the Week in Review. Well, last week I sat down with Christy Gooding. She's the president of the American Marketing Association, Iowa chapter, to ask her about a big deal that's coming up this week. It's for marketers all across the state. What is it, Christy?
It's our 13th annual AMA Iowa Nova Awards, and it's an event where we recognize the best in marketing excellence in the state of Iowa. The event itself, going into its 13th year, has continued to grow year over year, and we bring together marketers from all over the state of Iowa in business and different industries to celebrate the results-driven campaigns.
So these are marketers that have come up with whatever campaign it is. Consumers out there are seeing these campaigns every single day. Oftentimes, the creative that goes into all that and all of the analytics that goes into those pieces that consumers see every day have no idea what work goes on in the background.
No. What we do is we have a NOVA Awards Committee, and they set all the judging criteria. They tabulate and certify the finalists and the winners, and then they're selected by a judge. This year, we partnered with the AMA Colorado chapter.
And I think that's important. And let's explain why you would go outside of Iowa to do the judging.
Well, we want somebody who's impartial. Right. So we received over 90 submissions this year and then sent all of those over to AMA Colorado. They had a group of judges, board members from AMA Colorado, judged our different entries and then ended up ranking them. And they are judged based on their objectives, strategy, tactics, and results on a 1 to 10 scale. But the results are given triple weight.
Let's take a moment before we get into some more specifics about the event NOVA, which happens on the 10th. Let's talk a little bit more about AMA. And how does AMA work with marketers to better sharpen their skills?
Well, every month we hold luncheon. Yesterday we had our luncheon at Des Moines Golf, and Nick Westergaard was our presenter. And for example, he spoke on branding. And his new book, Brand Now, was shared with all of the participants. Everyone who attended got a copy of the book. But then the presentation itself, he covered different steps that are required through the branding process. So what we try to do is every single luncheon we educate are the attendees on something they need to know about in the marketing industry. It could be something that covers PR, branding, advertising, whatever it is. We want the attendees to walk away with at least 2 to 3 takeaways that they could implement in their jobs that day if they choose to.
So this is like continuing education for marketers.
Absolutely. Yeah. It's a very inexpensive way for marketers to be educated. The one thing I will point out is all of us are seeing it. Our budgets are getting slashed for going to conferences. But not only that, when you go to a week-long conference, sometimes it's overwhelming. And you get a lot of different things.
Give it to me in smaller chunks.
Yep, small chunks. It's easy for people to digest, take away, and implement.
Now, you have members from AMA Iowa all over the state, correct?
We do, yes.
And how – you're based in Des Moines. Mm-hmm. How do they connect on a statewide basis?
So right now we have held a couple luncheons in the Quad Cities to address those members. And in fact, next year we are adding a satellite board member from the Quad Cities who will help us deliver programming to that part of the state. We also, our events, the larger events, we do get a lot of attendees from the Waterloo area. We get them from the Quad Cities area and also Omaha, Council Bluffs area. And we do have AMA members who are with the Omaha, Lincoln, and Minnesota chapters who have actually traveled here to attend some of our events as well.
You know, one of the things I think, and this is just an aside, how important it is that we call up Cedar Falls, Waterloo, Cedar Rapids, because mm-hmm. there are some marketers out in eastern Iowa that are doing some phenomenal work. And sometimes we get insulated somewhat. And so an organization like AMA Iowa, which has Iowa in its title, really does encompass the entire state and what's going on all over the place.
Exactly. If you consider that, we do. AMA Iowa represents the entire state of Iowa. But if you look at other AMA chapters across the country, they don't. For example, Omaha,
interesting.
Nebraska has two. They have Omaha and Lincoln.
Really?
Yes.
So they segment that rather than celebrate the entire state.
Mm-hmm.
I would think that that celebrating the entire state would make it, well, competitive and more competitive in some aspects, but also you're really showing concern for marketers all over the state.
Right.
I mean, they could be in Gutenberg, for example, and still become part of AMA Iowa and get something out of it.
It also gives us, those of us who live in the Des Moines community, an opportunity to see what others around the state are doing. So it really is, it works both ways.
Yeah, you can't be in a silo. Mm-hmm. And whatever works one place may just work in another if it's resonating with consumers. The Nova Awards, this is the 13th year that you've done that.
Mm-hmm.
And you have a really fun aspect of this, and that's called the People's Choice Awards. Can you explain that?
Yes. What we do is we have 11 different categories, and there are three individuals recognized in each category, or three companies, if you will. So we have 33 businesses that are recognized for their marketing. And we took all 33 of those submissions, the images that they provided, and we put the pictures out on our Facebook page. And we asked all of our members, those who are engaged with us on the AMA Iowa Facebook page, to vote. The top five vote-getters, I don't think that's a word, but I'm using it.
We use it all the time.
Okay, good. The top five are then presented at the actual event, and the attendees at the event each vote on one campaign that they think is the best, and that campaign will be recognized at the event as the People's Choice Award.
Nice. Mm-hmm. So there really is a sense of, well, everybody's involvement here.
Right. A lot of engagement.
Yeah.
It's really fun. Last year, the Drake student campaign, Get Drake to Drake, was our People's Choice Award.
Well, and that was kind of remarkable, too, the whole Drake to Drake, because Drake actually showed up on campus in the middle of the night, I think, and took photographs, which was kind of fun. We're talking with Christy Gooding, ladies and gentlemen. She is the president of AMA Iowa. We're talking about not only the Nova Awards, all of that. The grandiose event happens on the 10th of the month, but also a little bit more about the value of an AMA membership to, well, to everyone that's involved in marketing. And I want to make clear to people, and Christy, you can help me with this, this isn't just for corporations that have a marketing department. This is for freelancers, for individuals all over, right?
It's a really good opportunity. You know, as I mentioned, it's a very inexpensive way to provide professional development to a marketing team. If you are a staff of one, if you are a freelancer, or somebody who's just interested in a topic, you don't have to be a member to attend our events. There's a slight price differentiation. However, everyone is welcome if they're interested.
Now, lots of people listen to this broadcast, and they're probably thinking, okay, marketing. I get it, maybe sort of. That's the ads that I see on television, or that's the what I see in magazines, or what I hear on the radio. That's advertising. Break that down for people who may have a misconception about what marketing is versus what advertising is.
Okay. So for marketing, what we do is, in the marketing world, a lot of marketing departments put together strategic marketing plans. What are we trying to achieve, and how are we going to achieve it? So we lay out what the goal is, and then everything we do supports getting to that goal, reaching that goal, and having success.
Yeah, if people who are listening, if you're golfers, look at it this way. You play from the green to the tee rather than from the tee to the green. So the point of reference is the goal is getting the ball in the hole. How do you play it moving backwards, right?
Mm-hmm.
I'm so proud of myself.
Yes, that's exactly right.
Yeah, and you're with Guide One Insurance.
I am, yes.
And you folks have just recently been through a major rebranding.
Yes, we rebranded on Tuesday, May 1st. And my team, my department, we were responsible for that. There was a lot of work, a lot of effort that went into it, and we're very pleased with the results.
And tell people what the rebranding, the end result was.
The end result, it's more than just a logo. We have mm-hmm. really taken a look at where we were as an organization, where we are today, and where we're headed in the future.
And that is the essence of marketing.
Yes.
It really is, because this is what gets me so juiced up about marketing in the first place, is because it's more than just the logo or the fancy video or all of that other stuff. It's really understanding who you are, who you're serving, and how you can connect those models.
Yes.
And so the result of that was what?
Well, we have new messaging for the organization. We have a clear sense of purpose.
Yeah.
We know where we're going. We know how we're going to get there. And we're starting to implement those tactics that will help us reach that goal.
Fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun to be part of
it. How long did
it
take?
It actually took a little over 2 years.
Yeah.
So we are really pleased with the results. It was very based in research, which I think is very important to start with the research and look at what the research is telling you and actually act upon what you learn from the research.
So, ladies and gentlemen, what you're hearing here is a conversation about marketing, a conversation about AMA Iowa, American Marketing Association Iowa, from people that actually do the stuff, are in the trenches making all of these things happen. And I think that is so critical to understand. So if you're listening to this and if you're a marketer, get in touch with AMA Iowa. We'll have all the links on the podcast page, of course, so that you can find out more about that, as well as NOVA. Early registration ended last week. However, maybe you can sneak something in if you're listening on Sunday or early Monday morning and get something going. Thank you, Christy, for doing this.
Yeah, thank you.
And have a great time.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Completely understand. You have a social hour, and then you have the presentation between 7 and 8. But then, what's really cool is the after hours party, and all this is taking place at a really unique venue.
Yes.
Tell us about
it. It'll be next Thursday, May 10th, at Curate in the East Village. It's a new venue. It's located at 322 East Court Avenue. We start at 5:30 with check-in. The awards program begins 7 o'clock, and then we have an after party from 8 to 9. It is really inexpensive to attend, $45 for a member, $65 for a non-member.
Yeah.
If you're a collegiate student, $25. And then something new that we're offering this year is the ability to register as a corporation and have a corporate table of 8 for $400. And also that includes a free bottle of wine.
Ding, ding, ding. I think we're in there. And the location that you're having this in Des Moines, it's called Curate. Can you sort of describe what that is?
Well, it's a new venue. I don't know much about it, honestly, other than I think it's a repurposed warehouse that's been turned into an event space. The catering, I've attended a few other events that they've catered, and the food is fantastic. I can't say enough about it. So I'm really looking forward to everything that we're going to have there.
If you put good food, good people together, and a good cause, and a little education and backslapping happens along the way, it's a great event for everybody. Christy, thanks for coming by and doing
this. Thank
you.
Thank you for having me.
Well, that's what happens when you get a couple of marketers together. We talk marketing and advertising. Who knew, right? That, again, was Christy Gooding. She is the president of the American Marketing Association Iowa chapter, about a big event they have going on in Des Moines next week. We're going to take a break, and when we come back, we'll find out what happened today on Wall Street. Was it an up day, down day, somewhere in the middle? We'll tell all when we come back. This is Insight on Business, the NewsHour.
You've got some lines above your eyes that weren't there before. Your smile seems a little off. Your feet drag across the floor. Friends have started mentioning you've never looked so low. And I know I shouldn't say this, but I've had a few, and so what were you thinking when you took that woman home? What were you thinking when she asked to see her phone. What were you thinking, girl, when her lies became the truth? What are you doing now that she's made a fool of you? I knew those eyes so big and wide seemed.